Alex Wachowski reporting from the 92nd National FFA Convention and Expo, and I'm visiting with Jessie Schweiger. She's a junior from the Appaquinimic FFA chapter in Delaware. We're visiting the Hall of States, Jessie. You guys have an exhibit here. Tell me a little bit about what we're seeing.
So this display is created to display kind of Delaware agriculture. So it's a truck bed, and displayed in the truck bed is all of the agricultural products that you can find in Delaware. We have a backdrop that was painted to display some of the scenery that you might see in Delaware. It was actually painted by one of our girls who is actually an alumni now. So she was a senior last year, but she's a really good artist and decided to paint the backdrop for us.
So tell me how you got this display here.
So we're from Delaware, so it was about a 10-12 hour drive out here. So we had to kind of take it all apart and then put it in the van safely so it wouldn't break, and then we drove it out here and then had to set it all up again.
And you were selected as the only chapter who got to represent Delaware. How did that process work?
Yep. So what happened was at the Delaware State Fair, all of the Delaware agricultural displays were put out, and then the judges judged them, and then whoever got first place from there was able to come out to nationals and represent the state.
So as you're visiting with other FFA members, what are you sharing about Delaware agriculture?
Delaware agriculture, while the state may be small, we have a lot of agriculture, and we're actually ranked second in the nation for agricultural production. Two-thirds of the state is farmland. Our most produced crop is corn and soybeans, and our like agricultural product is poultry and eggs, and it produces about $1.1 billion every year.
Jessie, let's talk about you a little bit. Tell me about your involvement in FFA and what you do.
So I'm the vice president of the Appaquinimic FFA chapter, so I kind of help run things around there. I actually just competed in horse judging, which is a CDE, and we got second place at the state fair, which means that we get to go to the Big E, which is an Eastern States Exposition, and then we competed there, and our team ended up getting first place, and we had a high individual on the team.
You are a junior, but what are you looking to do in the future?
I actually want to join the military when I get out of high school.
And how will FFA prepare you for that?
So FFA comes with a lot of skills. You get to develop a lot of skills. I actually plan on competing in ag sales in the spring at our state convention, which that's kind of like a marketing thing. So you get to learn like people skills and how to talk to people. It's like sales development skills.
If you were to tell an FFA member or somebody who hasn't joined FFA one thing, what would be your piece of advice to them?
I think a lot of people think that FFA is just, it used to stand for Future Farmers of America. So I think people still kind of have the whole farmer vibe thing about it, but it definitely offers a lot more than that. And it, like, memories last a lifetime for FFA. It's a lot of fun. You get to meet a lot of cool people and get to do a lot of cool things.
We've been visiting with Jessie Schweiger. She is a vice president for the Appaquinimic FFA chapter out of Delaware. They have an exhibit at the Hall of States. Reporting for FFA Today, I'm Alex Wachowski.